This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a third shot of the Pfizer-BioNTech two-dose COVID-19 vaccine for Americans 65 years and older and adults at high risk of severe illness. Wednesday's decision also approved a booster shot for people in certain occupations, such as healthcare workers, teachers, grocery store employees. The authorization will likely pave the way for today's vote by an advisory committee of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, on which a group of Americans will be eligible to receive the Pfizer booster shots. An FDA panel last week overwhelmingly voted to reject the White House plan to give the boosters to most Americans, citing a lack of data on the safety of boosters, as well as a lack of evidence of their value discussion. Just over 55% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. President Biden says the United States is boosting its donation of COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world. At a virtual summit Wednesday, the president said the U.S. is doubling its buy of Pfizer vaccine doses to 1 billion for sharing with the world. Wealthy nations have been sharply criticized over the inequity of dose distribution. Even the stepped up U.S. commitment is just a fraction of what's needed to meet a goal of vaccinating 70% of the world population by this time next year. And the United States began wrapping up its Haitian migrant deportation flights on Wednesday from the state of Florida, even as thousands of other Haitians are being allowed into the U.S. on the promise to appear at an immigration office within 60 days. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. 47 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists charged under a Beijing-imposed national security law appeared in court Thursday morning. The politicians and activists are accused of a national security law charge of subversion for taking part in a primary election they organized in advance of the 2020 Legislative Council election, which the government ended up postponing for a year, citing COVID-19 concerns. Most of the 47 have been held in detention since March as the government prosecution team prepares its case. 12 of the accused have been allowed bail. Donors led by the United States and the European Union are pledging another $600 million for Yemen, but the United Nations said that a financial shortfall meant millions could go hungry. The United States promised an additional $290 million, but said the ultimate solution was to end the war, and that has led to what the United Nations calls the world's worst humanitarian situation. David Beasley, the executive director of the World Food Program, welcomed the new pledges, but said the UN agency still did not have enough to support the 12.9 million people dependent on aid, which is nearly half the country. France will send its ambassador back to Washington next week after French President Emmanuel Macron and President Biden agreed in a phone call Wednesday to meet next month over a submarine dispute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden acknowledged French complaints about the submarine deal with Australia. In an unprecedented move, France recalled its ambassador to the United States and Australia after the U.S., Australia, and Britain announced a new Indo-Pacific defense deal last week. As part of the pact known as AUKUS, Australia would cancel a multi-billion dollar contract with France to buy conventional submarines and instead buy nuclear-powered vessels from the United States. And former President George W. Bush, coming out of the political retirement to support Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney's reelection bid, an insider familiar with the campaign's plan says former President Bush will be the featured guest speaker at a Dallas fundraiser next month for Liz Cheney, the Wyoming lawmaker whose father served as Bush's vice president. Former President Trump has been attacking Cheney, who voted to impeach him over the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol earlier this month. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.